Dario Fo, anyone? Here's a quick view. Born into a struggling but tight Italian family, Fo, who died last year at 90, became a famed, some might say notorious, author, actor, and all-around tough guy against what he saw as the unfair world we live in. Over decades, his writing and activities have brought him the Nobel Prize for Literature, along with the enmity of the Roman Catholic Church. Springing from what he believed was the death of a prisoner at the hand of the Milan police, Accidental Death of an Anarchist is perhaps his best-known play, having been done all around the world. Now, the small but feisty and innovative contemporary theater has given it a go. The result is a strong production of a difficult play. Fo, you see, chose to put out his defense of a man possibly murdered by the police as an all-around farce, a couple of hours of broad, very broad slapstick. The first half of the play is simply red-nosed clowning. Police officers are shown as foolish jerks who care most for their time off and the ability not to annoy their superiors. Hijinks are their main deal. Cops stumble and trip, fall and yell, and generally make a mess of things. Then in comes a sort of judge called Maniac. He is referred to as a male throughout, although the contemporary has the character played by a female. Getting the picture? Accidental Death, etc., is hardly your average well-made play. At the contemporary, the duo of directors have not shied away from the slam-bang fun. They allow the cast to be as crazy about something serious as you could expect. And fortunately, they have strong performers. Kelly Robertson is a springing bundle of drive and bright-eyed fun as Maniac. Small, lithe, and quick, both physically and mentally, she keeps this production rolling with humor and at least a glimpse of what playwright Fo was after. Whit Tarantino and Riley Cash, as those incipient inspectors, are just fine as they tumble all over the stage. Winfred Swanson is a hoot as a big dumb cop, and Christine Paveo makes one of those troublesome newspaper reporters seem quite real. Now there's a point in which one of the inspectors says, "It's an okay play." That is, perhaps, Mr. Fo speaking of what he thought of his own work. It's certainly the truth of Accidental Death of an Anarchist. One more thing. This play is noted for allowing producers to put in some of their own up-to-date political feelings. In this production, Presidents Nixon, Carter, and Obama are mentioned. But there's not a word about our current White House occupant. Surely he should be featured in any farce.